Lesson 11, Culture 2. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the tape. Then choose the best answer to each question you hear.
For the past week, in large cities and small towns throughout the United States, Americans have been lining up to buy Mother's Day cards. Although the message is unstated, it is widely felt. Only ungrateful children would forget their mothers on Mother's Day. The American greeting card industry depends on such emotions. Sending a card on Mother's Day and other occasions makes people feel thoughtful. Receiving a card makes people feel loved. Forgetting to send a card makes people feel guilty. Milton Crist publishes a magazine called Greetings, which reports on the greeting card industry. Mr. Crist says many Americans almost feel obligated to send cards on certain occasions. The American greeting card industry sells about 7 billion cards a year, earning about $3 billion. The industry is dominated by one giant company, Hallmark Cards, located in Kansas City, Missouri, in America's Midwest. Hallmark makes about 40% of the greeting cards sold in the United States. Two other large greeting card companies, American Greetings and Gibson Greetings, produce another 40% of the cards. The remaining 20% of the industry is divided among small entrepreneurs, often individual artists who design their own cards and sell them to card stores. Greeting cards come in thousands of varieties. There are birthday cards, graduation cards, wedding cards, and even divorce cards. For Mother's Day alone, the selection is vast. Cards from senders who were messy children, dramatic children, unconventional children. Forgetful people can send cards that apologize for arriving late. Although humorous cards are increasingly popular, sentimental cards are still the mainstay of the industry. Greeting cards, which were first mass marketed in the United States around 1910, have become a medium of communication. By one estimate, they account for 50% of all household-to-household first-class mail within the United States. Inexpensive long-distance telephone service has not diminished their popularity. Publisher Milton Crist says Americans often send greeting cards even when it would be more convenient to make a telephone call or write a personal note. One reason greeting cards are so popular is that they are still relatively inexpensive. Most cost under $1. Another reason is their availability, a feat of modern computerized distribution. There are about 37,000 stores in the United States that sell greeting cards. In large American cities, card shops are located every few blocks, and even the smallest card shops have hundreds of varieties from which to choose. The growth of the greeting card industry in the United States has been staggering, with sales doubling in the past 10 years. Although holidays such as Mother's Day and Christmas once dominated the industry, greeting card companies have convinced Americans to buy cards anytime during the year. Everyday cards are now the largest category of greeting card sales, with messages ranging from Happy Birthday to Thinking of You.
Question number one. Which of the following can be learned from the passage? Question number two. Which is the biggest card company in the U.S.? Question number three. Which of the following kinds of greeting cards is mentioned in the passage? Question number four. Why are greeting cards so popular in the U.S.? Question number five. What do you know about the greeting card industry in the U.S.?
Exercise 2. Listen to the tape again, then complete the chart according to the information you get.
For the past week, in large cities and small towns throughout the United States, Americans have been lining up to buy Mother's Day cards. Although the message is unstated, it is widely felt. Only ungrateful children would forget their mothers on Mother's Day. The American greeting card industry depends on such emotions. Sending a card on Mother's Day and other occasions makes people feel thoughtful. Receiving a card makes people feel loved. Forgetting to send a card makes people feel guilty. Milton Crist publishes a magazine called Greetings, which reports on the greeting card industry. Mr. Crist says many Americans almost feel obligated to send cards on certain occasions. The American greeting card industry sells about 7 billion cards a year, earning about $3 billion. The industry is dominated by one giant company, Hallmark Cards, located in Kansas City, Missouri, in America's Midwest. Hallmark makes about 40% of the greeting cards sold in the United States. Two other large greeting card companies, American Greetings and Gibson Greetings, produce another 40% of the cards. The remaining 20% of the industry is divided among small entrepreneurs, often individual artists who design their own cards and sell them to card stores. Greeting cards come in thousands of varieties. There are birthday cards, graduation cards, wedding cards, and even divorce cards. For Mother's Day alone, the selection is vast. Cards from senders who were messy children, dramatic children, unconventional children. Forgetful people can send cards that apologize for arriving late. Although humorous cards are increasingly popular, sentimental cards are still the mainstay of the industry. Greeting cards, which were first mass marketed in the United States around 1910, have become a medium of communication. By one estimate, they account for 50% of all household-to-household first-class mail within the United States. Inexpensive long-distance telephone service has not diminished their popularity. Publisher Milton Crist says Americans often send greeting cards even when it would be more convenient to make a telephone call or write a personal note. One reason greeting cards are so popular is that they are still relatively inexpensive. Most cost under $1. Another reason is their availability, a feat of modern computerized distribution. There are about 37,000 stores in the United States that sell greeting cards. In large American cities, card shops are located every few blocks, and even the smallest card shops have hundreds of varieties from which to choose. The growth of the greeting card industry in the United States has been staggering, with sales doubling in the past 10 years. Although holidays such as Mother's Day and Christmas once dominated the industry, greeting card companies have convinced Americans to buy cards anytime during the year. Everyday cards are now the largest category of greeting card sales, with messages ranging from Happy Birthday to Thinking of You.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. Here is a short poem written by the English poet Charlotte Gray, born 1937. Listen and read along.
The family reunited, all squabbles set aside. Food in the larder, knocks at the door. Friendly faces, parcels piling up, cards from everyone you love, hugs, kisses, happy memories. I wish, with all my heart, that your Christmas will be all that it was meant to be. A little warmth in the depth of winter, a light in the dark. Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You're going to hear a short passage once. Listen carefully, and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Mother's Day is one of the national holidays in the United States. It is observed on the second Sunday in May. It is a day set aside for the purpose of honoring mothers. On that day, mothers are usually given flowers and cards to celebrate the occasion. Children usually write to the best mother in the world. Thinking of you on Mother's Day, or Thanks, Mom, and so on the cards. It is a common practice for sons and daughters to wear a pink carnation if their mothers are still living, and white if they are dead. Where does the idea for the holiday come from? We should give credit to Miss Anna Jarvis, a native of West Virginia. Her mother died in Philadelphia on May 9, 1905, and on the first anniversary of her mother's death, she invited some friends to an informal memorial meeting. Again in 1907, a church service was held on her mother's death anniversary. Because of her efforts, Philadelphia observed the first Mother's Day on May 10, 1908. After that, she began to write countless letters to very important persons and went to see many public men in order to plead for the observance of the day. Thanks to her painstaking efforts, the state of Pennsylvania made it a state holiday in May 1913, and in the same year, the United States Congress recommended that the second Sunday in May be made a national holiday honoring motherhood. The holiday was officially proclaimed by President Wilson, and the American people have observed Mother's Day ever since.
Question number one. What day is Mother's Day? Question number two. What is one of the ways that American people honor their mothers on Mother's Day? Question number three. When did the state of Pennsylvania make Mother's Day a state holiday? Question number four. Since when have American people observed Mother's Day? Question number five. What can't you conclude from this passage?
This is the end of Lesson 11.